like I told the team, you know, you always feel good after a win. And certainly we do here. There were a lot of good things out there. But at the same time, I think we have a long way to go as a football team. And there's a lot of things that we did out there that wasn't very smart, and there's a lot of areas that we need to improve on. I think first off, you got to start with a great effort by the defense. They're out there 94 plays, which some of it is contributed to not tackling well, but also the offense not keeping them off the field. But the biggest telling stat probably is the turnovers. Y'all know what the turnover ratio was? Six to one. You know, and I think if you look at our goal board, that's our number one goal, is turnover margin. Because if you win the turnover margin, I think you can overcome a lot of mistakes, and that's what happened tonight. So it was a great effort by the defense, holding them to 7 points. That's a good offensive football team. They have some good backs, and it's a good quarterback. And they were testing us pretty good. Offensively, we did a good job running the football, and I think that's what got us back into it. Patrick and Daniel Porter, you know, I think we were a little starry-eyed early on. Central Arkansas punched us in the mouth, and you have to give them a lot of credit. They came in ready to play, which we knew they would be, and they put us on our heels early. But then we got the running game going and kind of took control of the game. The obvious area where we need to improve is throwing the football, and it's been a concern since I got here. I've said it from the very beginning, and it's still there, and it's not going to go away. We've got to continue to improve on it. 3.1 yards an attempt. We're not going to win many games if we keep that up. So overall, it's a good win. It was kind of an old-school win. Had to grind it a little bit. I was most disappointed in our inability to finish the game. And I'll have to look at the stats, but there were a number of three and outs in the fourth quarter. We had a chance to punch them out, and we could never do it. And that was very disappointing. And even on defense, you know, we make some dumb penalties. We rough the passer. We're off sides. And we have to learn how to finish the football game. I don't care what the score is. I think, you know, guys started feeling pretty good. We're up 28-7. And you know, I've been a part of it too many times. It's not over. You got to finish the game. So we have a long way to go as a football team. But I am pleased with the fact that we won, and I'm pleased at the fact that we did not throw an interception, and we had one turnover that could have hurt us. It was on a third down and 10, and that was just a technique error on Patrick's part. So you just hold on to the ball and try to get the ball. It gives you a chance. All right, I'll open it up. Yeah. I think the special teams kept us in the game early. two big returns. We had a big kickoff return. We had a turnover on the punt. It was a great game on special teams. Chris Cagle has a lot of ability as a punter, and I've been saying that all camp. He's had a great camp, and he proved he's, in my opinion, a big-time punter. And the question now is whether he can do it with consistency. I think we knocked three inside the 20, averaged over 50 yards punting the ball, and we had very good coverage. I was very happy with our special teams play, and we're going to need good special teams play every week if we're going to win football games. Yeah, Phillip, I think that was his first time out there, so there's probably he's going to look back and kick himself for not scoring on a couple of those. You know, I was upset after him. I thought we should have scored, but I don't think he's been in that situation. But he did a good job, and we went with Phillip really more because we trusted him the most. Fielding the punts, but he came through and hit some big returns. Well, time will tell. You know, I don't want to go into comparing players, but we went with Phillip. We got went with Skylar Green by accident, and we'll stick with Phillip as long as we keep having these good returns, unless we see somebody with maybe a chance to take them even further? Well, we knew it from the beginning, and I told the team. I said, it's going to be a four-quarter war, and they better expect it. I said all along that that's a well-coached football team. They have a lot of pride. They've won a lot of games. The quarterback has won a lot of games. They're not going to back down from anybody. So when they came out and punched us, it didn't shock me at all. But I also told the team, one thing that we have to demonstrate is what is our brand as a football team. And are we going to get affected when we get punched in the mouth? And are we going to get affected and frustrated when we go down? And to their credit, we did. We kept sawing wood, and we fought back in it, hit a couple of big plays, and then took control of the game. So I thought that was I was really pleased with how we reacted. And that's how a good football team needs to react. You can't – the ebb and flow of a game is constant. And the key is when it gets a little tough, you got to dig down and come out of it quick. And when you got a chance to stick it to them, you keep pouring it on. That's the area we didn't do. No, it feels great. I hope I'm not sounding that way. All right, but look, there's a lot of improvement we have to do. We got a great challenge ahead of us. I mean, I don't want to sit here and, you know, celebrate. One game doesn't make a season. We got 11 more. And some real good football teams. So, we're going to enjoy it tonight. I'm going to go back and smile and feel good. It's good to get off the snide, you know. You always want to get that first one. Listen, come tomorrow. You know who's coming in next week. Buddy, I felt comfortable. I really have, and it's been that way since I took the job. I felt comfortable in the role. Once the game starts, you're just so tuned into the game. I don't know how you can think of anything else. So I was just most concerned about the unknown, and there wasn't a lot of unknown. Everything happened about how I expected it to happen in the first quarter, and I mean that. I knew they were going to come out and give us some problems. He just congratulated me. I'm not sure he's going to say anything that I don't already know, but he might. I'm going to ask him. I think he'll be, if you look at the stats, it was kind of Vince Dooley-esque right here. 12 for 23, 71 yards. That was kind of his kind of game right there, throwing the ball. Well, we weren't playing the national champions either. Oh, he's here, yeah. I didn't even know he was in here. This was like an old Georgia grinder game, though. 5.3 yards of rush, that's good. 3.1 yards an attempt. What we got to do is start counting that tall sweep like he used to in passing stats. That's a pitch, isn't it? That counts. What I was disappointed in our rush was the quarterback made a lot of plays with his feet. And I've said it all along that pressuring the quarterback and affecting the quarterback isn't necessarily sacks. And we were not keeping our rush lanes, pushing the pocket. We were running right by the quarterback. And that's something we need to improve on, jamming him in the pocket. And I can't tell you, how many times – I'd have to look at the stats here. Here it is, 11 carries, not really carries, but he gained 46 yards. Now, we lost 31 in sacks, but he gained 46 yards with his feet, and you just can't let that happen. I mean, he would drop back, and we'd sink in coverage, and the rush lanes would just expand. We got to do a better job of keeping him in the pocket. Especially when we play a runner. I got a lot of time, Malcolm. I'm kind of feeling good. got my first win, and you're getting me out of here, huh? I did. No. I mean, I don't view us as Michigan, and I don't view them as Appalachian State, so I knew we were in for a four-quarter war. I mean, I can't imagine, you know, somebody asked me early in the week, are we going to be overconfident? And based on what? You know, we won three games, we were last in defense. We have no reason to be overconfident against anybody. But that game didn't surprise me. Appalachian State's a good program. And you look at the skill guys they have, they got some playmakers who can run. And that's what we got to find. Because right now we don't have that out on the field. And it shows. If you got guys that can get it with the football, overcomes a lot of deficiencies elsewhere. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're going to throw it a lot. I know that. And what do they average? How many points did they average last year? About 50 a game. I mean, I don't know what more you need to say. I mean, a great coach, a great quarterback, a confident team. It's going to be a tremendous challenge. Top 25, great opportunity, though. Well, I mean, it depends on how you look at it. I mean, sometimes you're not too excited to play teams like that, but it's a great challenge. I certainly would rather play them here than in Hawaii. But we got to improve a lot as a football team if we expect to do a good job against those guys. And we're going to go to work, and our guys, they'll work hard, and we'll get better. Mm-hmm. Well, he's our best center, so I don't really worry about what class these guys are in. The best players are going to play. I think we played a number of true freshmen. Do y'all have that count? Malcolm, do you know? We played a number of true freshmen. And listen, it was hot out there early. We have to play a lot of players. We're going to have to do that every game because we're not very good if we're not giving 100% effort on every snap. And we got a lot of guys who are kind of the same kind of guys. And they all deserve a chance to play, and we're going to play until the cream starts rising. But I've been pleased with Lon all along. You know, he's an undersized guy, but he's got tremendous toughness. He's a very dependable center, and I hope we have him here for a long time. Ryan got some snaps at center. Lon was cramping up, you know, and I've said that about Ryan. He's our swing guy. Whoever goes out, he moves over and did a good job. Yeah, it means a lot. I mean, I'm glad the in-laws are here, the parents are here. First win, it's good to get, but, you know, there's 11 more, Jimmy. I mean, and my brother, but he's going to be here every game, so he's a standard. It is special. You know, it's like getting the first hit, getting your first win as a pitcher. First catch, and you know, you start putting that heat on you when you don't get it early, and then you get consumed with it. So I'm glad that part's out of the way, and we can just go coach and go play. Yeah, we got to get one more. That's the next one. So, anything else? We had a couple of, my biggest concern coming into the game was the anxiety. And I tried to really keep the guys calm. They were so, what's the word? They used geeked up. You know, I don't know what the proper term is. But, you know, sometimes you get so much anxiety, you're so anxious and you want to play so well, you make mistakes. And we were a little... Some of the formations got us early, you know, the first play of the game, they send the fullback right down the center. It's a tough play against the coverage we had. And, it's a good play. And got MAs. And we had a mental error. But we settled down. And I think just getting that anxiety out of us and just settle down and start playing was the biggest adjustment. I don't think it was anything, you know, we made some errors, so we didn't really have to adjust. We just had to correct. What do you mean? I'll wake up tomorrow ready to go back to work. All you got to do is put on the film of Hawaii, and that'll bring you back to balance. So, anything else? I appreciate it, guys. Who do y'all got next? Malcolm. All right.